Okay, Tyler, this one feels like Cloudflare finally admitting the obvious. Workers AI and AI Gateway were already the same conversation, just wearing different jackets.
Yeah, and my first reaction is that the jacket swap might be doing a lot of work. If the underlying thing is still just proxying requests, adding observability, caching, and billing, then the merge is mostly a product decision, not some new technical layer.
Sure, but product decisions are the thing people actually ship. If I'm a team trying to get model calls out the door, one control plane for hosted models and third-party providers is way less annoying than stitching together a gateway, a separate hosted inference path, and then praying the logs line up.
I buy the convenience part. I'm just wary of the word control plane getting stretched until it means we put the same knobs in one dashboard. The article is strongest when it says the end user wants the same goal either way: connect to models, manage traffic, and keep the operational stuff visible.
Right, and that's the bit that makes this feel real to me. They're not pretending the architecture is identical. Workers AI is Cloudflare hosted inference. AI Gateway is request mediation, and the unification is basically same AI binding, same REST API, same billing path, whether the model lives on Cloudflare or elsewhere.
Exactly. And that's where it gets interesting technically. Because if the API surface is genuinely the same, then you can route between hosted and external providers without rewriting the application logic. That's a nice escape hatch for teams that want to swap models, but it also means Cloudflare is sitting in the middle of more of the decision path.
Which honestly is the point if you trust them with the boring parts, logging, rate limits, access controls, usage accounting, caching. None of that is glamorous, but it's the difference between a demo and something a team keeps alive after the first week.
That is such an exploring next sentence. The difference between a demo and something a team keeps alive. You do love a workflow graveyard rescue mission.
I do, because that's where adoption lives. And Cloudflare seems to be leaning into the thing they're actually good at, make the route through the system simpler, then let the model choice stay fluid underneath. That's a more honest pitch than we invented the future of agents, which, bless them, they could not say.
No, and I appreciate that. There's a technical edge case here, though. Once you unify hosted and proxied models, the abstraction only stays clean if the policy layer is explicit. If a hosted model has different latency, caching behavior, or request semantics than a third-party one, the control plane has to expose that somewhere, or people are going to get weird surprises. So I'm not sold on this as a universal pattern. I am sold on it as a Cloudflare-shaped pattern. If your app already runs near workers, the unified path probably saves time and reduces glue code. If you're outside that ecosystem, it's just another gateway with a nicer homepage.
That feels fair. I think the real debt is narrower than the headline makes it sound. Teams want one place to manage model access, and they'd rather not care whether the token hits Cloudflare GPU boxes or an external provider first. That's a solid user story, even if it's not world historical or whatever.
And the article does have a decent mechanism behind it. It's not AI is getting simpler, it's the routing layer. And the hosted layer are converging because users were already treating them like one operational problem. That's a much better argument, and it's why this is plausibly shippable.
I also think the billing piece matters more than people admit. Once usage is real, the person approving spend wants one bill and one trail. That's boring, but boring is what survives contact with production. You were right to poke at the control plane jargon, though.
Yeah, because every vendor eventually says control plane and means please trust our dashboard. But here I think the merge is credible because Cloudflare already had the routing, logging, and access story. They're just collapsing the seams between the hosted and non-hosted paths.
With it, you accidentally becoming the product person for a minute.
Don't get used to it. I'm still suspicious. Just less suspicious than usual.
That's a huge concession on this podcast, Tyler. I'm framing it.
Fine. Put it next to the other one where you declared every agent platform would become a feelings-based spreadsheet.
That was one time, and honestly, I stand by the spreadsheet energy.
So yeah, I think the move holds up as infrastructure consolidation, not as a new category. If they keep the API behavior clear and the policy knobs honest, it's useful. If they start hiding mismatches behind abstraction goo, the whole thing gets annoying fast.
That's probably the clean landing. Useful, not magical. Very on brand for week 848 of Exploring Next, which is a sentence I can't believe I just said out loud.
You said it, not me.
Okay, we're done. I'm going to pretend we sounded disciplined for once.